This podcast is brought to you by Cross Catholic Outreach. Last year, Cross Catholic Outreach provided over 30 million meals to families in need around the world. Join us in our global effort to reduce material and spiritual poverty. Learn more at crosscatholic.org/bless.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at catholicsingles.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Daily Bible. My name is William Hemsworth, and of course, the Daily Bible is a show where we go through Scripture verse by verse. So what we're going to cover today, we're going to continue on in Matthew's Gospel. We're going to look at Matthew chapter 1, verses 20 through 21. And those verses say, "But as he considered this, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." And if you joined me yesterday, we covered the two verses preceding this, and that's when Joseph was, he had some issues with Mary coming home pregnant, if you will, and he was wanting to divorce her quietly. And today we read this urgent account of the angel coming to him in a dream to reassure him that everything is okay and that he is going to play a vital role in the life of Jesus. It's kind of like his foster father. Because Joseph is in the line of King David. So don't forget that genealogy that happened at the beginning of Matthew's gospel. Joseph is in the line of David. And as the earthly father of Jesus, kind of gives Jesus that right of inheritance to the Davidic kingdom, the royal rights of King David. And what's also interesting here is that Matthew is drawing parallels of Saint Joseph to Joseph the patriarch in the Old Testament. For example, obviously they both have the same name. Both of them had fathers named Jacob. Both of them saved their families by taking them to Egypt. And of course, both were righteous men. So some very strong parallels there, which wouldn't have been lost on Matthew's audience because Matthew was writing to a primarily Jewish audience and uses a lot of Old Testament imagery to show that Jesus is the promised Messiah. So that takes us into verse 21. "She'll bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." There's also parallels here. The Greek for Jesus is Jesus, and it's also equivalent to that's also how you would say Joshua. That's also how you would say Joshua in Greek, and they both mean Yahweh saves. And it was a very popular name in Jesus' day. Okay, it was a very popular name. But obviously, Jesus is going to be much, much greater than Joshua ever was. And Joshua led the people to the promised land. Remember, he was kind of Joseph, he was kind of Moses' contemporary. And because that generation rebelled, God said that they would never see the promised land. So Joshua leads his people across the river. And similarly, through the forgiveness of sins, Jesus leads us across the river into eternal life. So thank you for joining me for today's show. Hope it was enlightening. Hope it was fruitful for all of you. Thank you for joining me each and every day. I really enjoy doing this. It's not only, trust me, it's very beneficial for me too. God bless you. Have a great day and read your Bible. God bless you.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.